Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Harmonia takes a look this week at the life and works of Nicolas Gombert, a Renaissance composer of significant fame who spent most of his career in the service of Emperor Charles V. Gombert's masses, motets, and a chanson will be explored, as well as a new release by the English ensemble La Serenissima.
Thank you.
a concerto for multiple instruments by Antonio Vivaldi. It was performed by La Serenissima under the direction of Adrian Chandler. Nicolas Gombert was a Renaissance composer of Flemish extraction. In his day, he was not only highly respected and admired, but also emulated. His European contemporaries even went on the record to sing, so to speak, his praises, which described him as an exceptionally fine musician. One description even proclaimed him as divine. Gombert's compositions included masses, motets, and chansons, all in high demand throughout Europe. We'll hear two works by Gombert. First, the Orlando Consort will perform the motet O Flos Campi, followed by the Renaissance band Pifaro in an instrumental setting of Quand je suis auprès des mains.
Oh.
we heard the Renaissance band Piffero perform an instrumental setting of Quand je suis auprès des mêmes. Before that, the Orlando Consort performed the motet O Flos Campi. Both works were written by the Flemish Renaissance composer Nicolas Gombert. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to the music of Renaissance composer Nicolas Gombert. Having skeletons in the closet is nothing new when you look at the lives of composers. Sometimes the skeletons are pretty benign, and sometimes they're serious. If you take a look at Gombert's life, you'll find a pretty scary one indeed. While in the service of the Emperor Charles V, Gombert committed an indiscretion which aroused the Emperor's ire and got him sentenced to the galleys. This meant that for a period of time he would be one of the many oarsmen on a ship or galley. It was a cruel and arduous punishment. Gombert was eventually pardoned and given a pension for the rest of his life, but he never returned to work at court.
Thank you.
the Kyrie and Gloria from Gombert's Missa Media Vita. It was performed by the Hilliard Ensemble. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're focusing on the composer Nicolas Gombert. Of the many kinds of works that Gombert wrote, motets are clearly the most common, with over 160 attributed to him. Some are for general use and others for specific events. One such occasional motet is entitled Quicolis Ausonium, which was composed for the Treaty of 1533 between the Pope, Emperor Charles V, and a number of Italian rulers. We'll hear a performance of Gombert's Quicolis Ausonium by the Chapelle du Roi, directed by Alistair Dixon. But first, the Brabant Ensemble will sing the motet Virgo Sancta Caterina. Stephen Rice directs.
Thank you.
we heard two motets by Nicolas Gombert. First, the Brabant Ensemble performed Virgo Sancta Caterina under the direction of Stephen Rice. Then Alistair Dixon led the Chapelle du Roi in Gombert's Quicolis Ausoniam. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring the life and music of Renaissance composer Nicolas Gombert. It's unclear as to when Gombert passed away. Historic evidence varies, but one thing is certain, his fame was well deserved. His works lived on for many years after his death and provided models of fine compositions for succeeding generations of composers. We'll hear Gombert's setting of Canto del Caballero, performed by Ensemble Gilles Benchois. Then organist Jesus Martin Moreau will play Antonio de Cabezon's variations on the same tune. After that, the Huelgas Ensemble will perform the Agnus Dei from Gombert's Missa Tempore Pascal. Paul Van Nevel directs.
Thank you.
The Huelgas Ensemble performed the Agnus Dei from Gombert's Missa Tempore Pascal. Before that, we heard two settings of the Canto del Caballero. Gombert's original was followed by Antonio de Cabezon's Variations for Organ, performed by Jesus Martin Moro. Our new release of the week is Volume 3 in a series entitled The Rise of the North Italian Violin Concerto. The young and dynamic English Baroque Orchestra La Serenissima continues with a recording of works by Vivaldi, Albinoni, Tartini, and Sammartini. We'll hear the third movement from Vivaldi's Concerto in D Major for violin, two oboes, bassoon, two horns, timpani, strings, and continuo. Adrian Chandler directs from the violin soloist's position. The English Baroque Orchestra La Serenissima performed the final movement from Vivaldi's Concerto in D Major for violin, two oboes, bassoon, two horns, timpani, strings, and continuo. Led by Adrian Chandler, the ensemble's violin soloist, the recording is the third in a series entitled The Rise of the North Italian Violin Concerto. All are released on the AVI label. Production support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in Central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.